a ministry affiliated with Southern Hills Baptist Church is actually in that little strip center just south of the church. I met the most amazing people yesterday doing the most amazing thing in that little strip center.
What were they doing? This is what, like 55th or so in Lewis?
Yes, you got it. It's on the outside, you would just think it's a dog grooming place.
Okay.
You can board your dogs there. They have the doggy daycare.
I've seen that place. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what's going on there? Lives are being changed. And I don't just mean that like hyperbole. I mean, there's a bus that leaves at 6 a.m. and it heads to the women's prison in Turley.
Oh my goodness.
And it picks up, I don't know how many, a handful of nonviolent inmates. These women are being trained how to care for dogs and how to groom them.
They're being groomed?
They're being groomed.
Sorry.
To be groomers.
That's odd. I just couldn't resist.
So that when they are out of jail and they are ready to start their new life.
Rehabilitated.
They have a vocation. They have a way to earn money.
Wow.
Okay.
That's just neat.
There's so many cool facets of this. So that's going on for the women. It's incredible. And the story, you know, when God puts stuff together, those stories are just so cool of how this person was over here doing this and this person was over here doing this. And then one day they met and it created this beautiful thing. They also are practicing their skills on dogs who need homes.
Oh, wow.
So they're working with all of the...
Another level deep.
Right. They're working with all of the pet societies around Tulsa that adopt out dogs. So they take them, get them all cleaned up and groomed and smelling good and cute looking, which does make them easier to get adopted. It also allows yet another person to spend time with the dog and get to know its personality.
Everybody wins in this scenario.
Everybody wins.
That is so neat.
So if you need your dog groomed, if you need a dog, swing by this place. The women there are absolutely amazing. You cannot leave there without being inspired. I was visiting with a lady who was graduating. They're having their graduation ceremony coming up.
How exciting.
She teared up when I asked her what this program meant to her. She didn't even hesitate. She just said, changed my life. Changed my life.
Wow.
I'm not afraid to get back out into the world. I know what I'm going to be doing. I have a purpose.
Because someone reached out.
And I was like, and not to mention, you have a job where you go to work and people like, not people, but someone, something is so happy to see you.
A doggy. What is the name of it? Do you know?
Muddy Paws Grooming. And their tagline is Pets Helping People.